Chapter 13. The Starmane Society Ball. Trixie stood before the enigmatic members of the Starmane Society of Magicians. Candles floated everywhere, and there was soft, jazzy music playing throughout the secret lounge below the ballroom. It was a more than suitable setting for an exclusive society party, Trixie thought as she spun around dramatically. Her brand new shiny cloak of swirling colors swung out and landed softly upon her pale blue shoulders. A devious look sparkled in her violet eyes. "And that, society members, is the tale of how my friends and I saved Equestria from the most fearsome villains known to ponykind, the evil Queen Chrysalis and her army of love-sucking changelings."
"Well done,"
commended a magician named the daring and fearless Wild Card. He tipped his shimmering black top hat to her. A white dove flew out and perched upon another magician's head.
"Cheers to you,"
said a Pegasus aptly named the incredible and gifted Gimmick as she passed Trixie a glass of cider.
"You had me at the edge of my seat. True entertainment."
Trixie nodded in agreement, a slight blush on her face. Starmane herself had been listening to the story. The old mare gave a nod of approval and slowly made her way over to Trixie. Her jewels clink-clanked together and her long, royal blue velvet cloak floated along the floor. It felt like Trixie's heart was going to beat right out of her chest.
"You may be a bit different, but you're spunky, young filly. You're a true entertainer. That's something we here admire very much and need more of in our esteemed group."
Starmane put a hoof on Trixie's shoulder.
"So, I believe this belongs to you, oh great and powerful Trixie."
There in Starmane's very hoof was the only thing that Trixie had dreamed about, the only thing that had meant more than glowing riches or endless praise from audiences. A Starmane Society of Magicians official member brooch.
I,
Trixie sputtered as she studied the symbol of the two crossed wands surrounded by a halo of stars.
"I'm in awe. Thank you, stupendous and astounding Starmane." The ponies erupted into convivial laughter and applause.
Trixie took a deep bow, trying to keep a serious magician's face. But she couldn't help but grin. She was really here. She was really a part of this. Every ounce of Trixie felt truly magical, right down to the tips of her hooves.